This year, a new Advanced Placement U.S. History course was introduced by the College Board. It's generated a lot of controversy across the country. The College Board says it promotes critical thinking, while critics say it emphasizes the country's stumbles over its achievements. That debate played out before the North Carolina Board of Education yesterday. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Larry Krieger is a man on a mission. He's a retired New Jersey teacher who's been telling boards of education across the country what's wrong with the new AP U.S. History course. Take American exceptionalism.
That we have been, are, and will be a force for good in the world. That we stand for democracy and freedom.
He told the State Board of Education yesterday that's not in the new framework. North Carolina's Teacher of the Year, James Ford, was in the audience and said, that makes sense.
That is actually a conclusion, one that is relative to who is interpreting the history and so forth. And so I can actually understand the premise of it being left out of the framework and then being the purpose of teachers to then help students develop a skill set to interpret whether or not that's true.
Krieger responded by saying it's clear America has not always lived up to its ideals, but...
At the same time, there's nothing that's wrong about America that can't be remedied by what's right about America.
Leaving that out, he said, makes for an unbalanced view of history. Similar complaints have been heard across the country. The Republican National Committee passed a resolution in August denouncing the new framework as a, quote, radically revisionist view of American history. State boards in Texas and South Carolina have also taken up the matter. Krieger argued the new framework neglects important documents like the Federalist Papers, Benjamin Franklin's writings, and the Mayflower Compact. Some of those documents weren't mentioned in the original guidelines either, but they are still part of classes, said John Williamson.
The framework is just that, a framework.
He's with the College Board, which develops AP courses. The State Board of Education invited him to speak as well.
It was never designed to include all the examples that a teacher would teach or all the topics that would be taught in a teacher's curriculum.
Williamson said the actual words federalism and American exceptionalism may not appear in the framework, but those concepts are woven throughout it. And he said it's clear to teachers their students need to know them. Board members asked a few questions, but saved their discussion for the board meeting later this week. Representative Craig Horn of Union County was there and expressed his concerns. He sits on the House's Education Committee.
How can I be assured as Mr. Everyman that these concepts, these fundamental concepts of what makes America, America, are in fact going to be communicated?
He says the General Assembly may take up the matter too. As for the State Board of Education, Chairman Bill Coby says there are no plans to eliminate AP U.S. history from North Carolina high schools. What could happen, though, is the state could require high school students to take a semester course focusing on the founding principles in addition to AP U.S. history. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.